I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, before we start this bonus episode, I want to tell you about the Society. If you guys listened to the Super Society interview that I did, you guys know that we have totally upgraded our membership community. It started off with just me. We grew to myself and Kavaya, and now we are a four-host community. So we have me, Dr. Charlotte Walker, who's the host of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. She is a Bible study phenom. Okay, that girl will break down the word in a way to where it's hilarious, it's digestible, it's understandable, and it's applicable. So she is a beast when it comes to breaking down the word of God. And she's leading us in Bible study bi-weekly, as well as discussions for us to talk about what we've learned, assignments for us to work through the lessons, and just everything that we need to be able to actually live the word of God out and the lessons out in our day-to-day lives. And then we have Rosalyn Renee from the Therapy as a Christian podcast, who's also a productivity coach, where she gives us an assignment every single week for us to be a lot more productive in our day-to-day life. She also hosts a mental health session every single week so that we're making sure that we're taking care of our well-being as we're growing in our businesses and the things of God. And of course, I'm always talking about business and providing resources for you to grow and expand your businesses. We have Kavaya, who's there telling you how to live a lifestyle for Christ and how to organize just the emotions and handle the dips and turns that come along with it. She's blessing us with her words through the devotionals every single day and our prayer calls every single week. So needless to say, it's a lot happening in a society, and it's the perfect community for any of you guys who are looking to grow in faith and in business with like-minded women who get it. So start your free trial. You could try us out for 2 weeks for free, no obligations, at blessedandbossedup.com/community. Again, it's blessedandbossedup.com/community. And I'll also include the link in the description for you to start your free trial. Let's get into this bonus episode. Guys, it's been 5 whole entire years of Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I did an episode on 5 lessons I learned, so I'll let you guys listen to the episode for the lessons. But I just want to walk down memory lane for a second. I had an idea to do a podcast in 2016. I was doing my youth program, the Queen Academy. I was mentoring girls in my area. I was in schools and really made a name for myself as someone who was impacting the community. But I was at a space where I wanted to leave my job. So I was working. I was doing marketing and business development for an accounting firm. That's where I met my husband at. And I was doing my youth program. So I would be like up early, go to work, go to schools, go home, up early, repeat, just trying to figure out
this purpose thing, this business thing. And I hired a business coach around that time too, because I wanted to do business full time. I didn't want to balance the 9-to-5 and entrepreneurship. I wanted to figure out how can I make my dreams be something I'm pursuing full time. So in working with a business coach and really just seeing what it was going to take for me to build a sustainable company, I didn't want to do that with the youth program that I had, because the business part I wasn't a fan of. I love the work, the giving back, the impact. I didn't like the business side of that, the way that I had to do that business to take it to where I wanted to go. So I decided to pivot and monetize other skills that I had, which is marketing and business development. That has always been a huge skill set of mine. It's the reason why my youth program has been so was so effective and successful so quickly. And that's why everything that I've done after that just continues to grow and make impact and do well. So I said, okay, I'm going to start doing coaching and consulting, helping entrepreneurs build help entrepreneurs build marketable brands. And so I did that, and that's where this idea of a podcast came in. So it was 2016. I was newly listening to podcasts. It was only like one or two that I listened to because they weren't that popular at the time. I don't even know how I came across podcasts. And the little app, Purple app, ended up on the phone one day, and I guess I got to scrolling and found a show. And I would talk to my friends about it, like, do y'all listen to podcasts? And they'd be like, no, what's a podcast? So nobody knew. And I was in that space where I was trying to figure out, like, how do I build a brand online? And social media and Instagram specifically was the way to do it at that time, where a lot of people were bloggers, and then bloggers were now becoming influencers on Instagram and YouTube. So I was like, don't want to do YouTube, because who wants to sit there and edit videos? That's just going to take a lot of work. And didn't want to do Instagram because my perception of what it took to be an influencer was a lot of showing your life. And that's just not something that I wanted to do. I didn't want to have my phone up all day and feel like every time I'm hanging out with my friends or doing something, I had to record it. I didn't really like what I perceived that to be. Now I know a little better, like I can define how I influence and how I build the brand. But back then, based off what I saw, I didn't like it. So I saw podcasting as a great opportunity. I started doing some research and just seeing the way that people were moving to this platform. And I'm like, oh, this will be a great chance to be a part of something that I enjoy as a consumer, and also position myself in a space that a lot of people haven't really taken advantage of, and I can be ahead of the curve. So while people are moving to podcasts, I'm not trying to create one. I'm already there. And I saw it as a big driver even for my business that I was building during the coaching and consultants. I'm like, perfect. Podcasting is what it's going to be. So I started planning in 2016. I wanted to do a show with The original concept was to do a show with co-hosts talking about the journey of entrepreneurship, because I couldn't find the show. As I was looking for podcasts, I couldn't find a show I wanted to listen to. So I decided to create it. I think that's honestly the foundation of basically everything I've done. If I can't find it, I create it. And as I believe the basis of a lot of entrepreneurs is we solve problems and fill gaps that we want for ourselves. And so I couldn't find a show that I wanted to listen to. So I decided to create it. I approached two people that I knew and said, hey, y'all trying to do a podcast? We met, we talked about it. I ended up just being me and another co-host, and we launched the show in January of 2017.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Around that time, I was also growing in my relationship with God. And I got saved, as y'all hear me talk about all the time. And I decided I really wanted to live my life for God. I didn't think that that would interfere or not necessarily interfere, but I didn't think that that would connect to the podcast in any way. Like I wasn't looking at my faith as something that was relevant to what I was building in my business. It was just something that I was also doing in a separate part of my life. I compartmentalized it. And so as I began to grow in my faith, God got me all the way together and really gave me instructions about this platform and how to change it and what I needed to do in this space. So I compartmentalized it. But as I began to grow in my faith, God began to speak to me about the business and the brand that I was building. And so long story short, he told me to do the show by myself. I procrastinated for a few months. I think he told me maybe not long after the show launched, I was not trying to do that because I just didn't think it. My marketing brain said that doesn't make sense to rebrand and relaunch right after you launch. Like that just doesn't make sense. That means you didn't know what you were doing in the first place. And I felt that it would hurt my credibility as a coach and a consultant to do that. But I had to make a decision. Was I going to obey God or go with my business acumen? And decided to obey God. Worked out. But so I started doing the show by myself, changed it. We had to change the name anyway. And so it was in that figuring out what the show was going to be under a new name that I really was seeking God on behalf of the podcast at that point, because he told me to do it by myself. Circumstances happened to where I had to change the name. Now, in figuring out what to change it to was when I started praying and seeking God on behalf of the show. He gave me the whole blueprint of what the message was going to be. Teach people how to make God the CEO. I did some episodes probably at the beginning of 2018. Or at the end of 2017, I did an episode called Blessed and Bossed Up, where I told people what the new show was going to be. I was very nervous because we had gained some traction. The show was doing really good as it was. We had gained some traction. We were building up a following and a little name for ourselves. And we were on the up and up. I was getting clients and things were moving in the right direction. And so I was very scared to make the transition, but I decided to do it anyway. So I did an episode called Blessed and Bossed Up, being very honest about where I was at, what the show was going to be. My co-host and I told everybody that the show will be moving forward with just me. And after that, I did an episode on, it was called CEO You versus CEO God. I did an episode called God is My CEO. I don't remember. But those episodes came towards the end of 2017, beginning of 2018. That's also when I shut down my business. And y'all could watch the other YouTube video on that. January, I put out a prayer journal called God, or February, around my birthday, I put out a prayer journal called God is My CEO prayer journal. And I just kept opening my mouth on the platform. I mean, I didn't have anything to do because I had to shut down my business. I wasn't doing much outside of putting out the prayer journal. And so I really just got on this platform and spoke every single week, whatever God called me to speak. And I recognized really during that season that my gift was speaking, because for a while I wanted to know, like, God, what's my gift? And I think a lot of us, we ignore our gifts because they're not special to us, because they come so easy to us. That's why it's a gift. So people who are singers, they're not that impressed all the time that they can sing, because they didn't do anything to get it. A gift is not something you do something to receive. And so for me, God really revealed to me the impact of my voice, my gift of speaking, and my ability to truly impact other people's lives. And I've seen that happen over the course of this show. I remember the first month of being officially Blessed and Bossed Up, our listenership doubled. And all that fear that I had that it would shrink, and I was willing for it to totally go away in order to be obedient, but it actually doubled within the first month. Within that first year, we just continued to grow. And I mean, now we, up until this point overall, we've reached over 6 million listens all over the world. We went on a whole entire tour where, I mean, I look at tour footage and to see, I had never been to Dallas before, but packed out a whole hotel ballroom in my own city in D.C. at the Wharf, a very nice area. We packed out the whole ballroom at the, it was like 100 people there at the, what was the name of that hotel? The Intercontinental Hotel. We go to Chicago, never been to Chicago, filled up the ballroom. We go to Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta plenty of times, but we go to Atlanta, fill up the ballroom, and just women there who just truly want to grow closer to God. I've met some phenomenal people from this podcast. Like, I can't even begin to really explain or describe what this show has done for me. Even on the back end, I started the show, like I said, at a job, single. I had just met my husband, I think. We met in May. The show was out already. So I hadn't met my husband yet when we started the show. I've gotten engaged, married, had my first child on this platform, launched a new company, grown that company. Like, it's so much has happened over the course of the last 5 years. The impact that Blessed and Bossed Up made is one that I believe will outlive me. And I'm so grateful that God saw me fit to be the voice on this platform. And to be honest with you guys, it's my goal that even after I'm gone, that this platform can continue no matter who's speaking. It don't have to be me. It just needs to be a place that remains a safe space for God to move. And so thank you guys so much for your support over the last 5 years. Just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is the number 5 represents grace. And I believe that a new level of grace is going to come over this platform. When I say this platform, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about all of you guys who've been listening from day one. I'm talking about those of you guys who just started listening last week. Anybody who gets the opportunity to hear this show, I just pray that this is a year that next year we're going to be blown away by, that tomorrow we're going to be blown away by, and that God is just going to just continue to do something new and something amazing with this platform. So again, thank you again for your support over the years. I appreciate all of you guys who listen to the show, who share the show with your friends and your group chat, hold discussions and all of that. Like, that stuff will never not be mind-blowing to me. I just thank you. That's all I got. Thank you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.